implementer of the security policies of the government of South Sudan. And South Sudan, as a new nation, the army is undergoing a process of transformation which required training, equipment, and reorganizations that started since the 2005 after the signing of the peace agreement between the North and the South. Therefore, the government of South Sudan is trying to equip the army with weapons that are purchased by the government.
Here is the impression that this new armed delivery is presenting. Your government is in the midst of a civil war, and people are saying by you ordering or taking delivery of new weapons that your military, your government, is not probably ready to let the civil war end.
I don't think that the equipment are the one responsible of violence. The violence started in South Sudan after the rebellions of Riek Machar, who agitated some members of the army and the police. Now, this rebellion has to be brought to an end through a political process. We believe that the ongoing process of IGAD should be responsible of achieving peace agreement between the two parties. And we believe that the army will implement an agreement that will be reached in Addis Ababa.
Colonel, what can you tell us who is responsible for the recent violation of the cessation of hostilities agreement because of the recent clashes?
Riek Machar is responsible. He has stated that he is not in control of some of his forces, and this is apparent in Unity State, where Major General Peter Gadet has disregarded the ceasefire, and in Upper Nile, where Major General Gadusgat Kwad of Riek Machar have openly stated that they are not implementing any agreement reached in Addis Ababa.
Your government is blaming the rebels led by former Vice President Riek Machar of being responsible for the peace talks not moving. I think one of the demands that the rebels have made is that Ugandan troops that are in your country should withdraw. Is your government willing to let that happen?
Bilateral relations between the countries are by international law allowed. And the government of South Sudan, as a sovereign government, has the right to sign any deal with any country in terms of security. However, the presence of Ugandan forces in South Sudan, for us, is not an obstacle to the achievement of peace in South Sudan. That is a scapegoat from the side of Riek Machar, because they have a lot of demands that they have been demanding from time to time.